BBC News. An air raid on the rebel-held eastern half of the Syrian city of Aleppo has struck the area's largest hospital for the second time in a matter of days. The French Foreign Minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault, condemned the latest strike. He said hitting healthcare structures was unjustifiable. Houthi rebels in Yemen say they've attacked a naval vessel from the United Arab Emirates. They say the craft was hit and destroyed by rocket fire near the Red Sea port of Al-Mokah. But the UAE military said only that the vessel had been involved in an accident and that nobody aboard was injured. Gunmen have killed at least five Egyptian police conscripts in the Sinai Peninsula. The Egyptian Interior Ministry said attackers sprayed the policeman's car with bullets as they drove through the town of Al-Arish. Spain's main opposition leader, Pedro Sanchez, has been ousted by Socialist Party members in a move that could end months of political deadlock in Spain. Mr. Sanchez stood down after losing a vote of confidence held by members of the party's federal committee. Tens of thousands of people in India have disclosed nearly $10 billion in undeclared income as part of a government amnesty scheme. There was a last-minute rush by suspected tax dodgers, who will be immune from prosecution if they pay a 45% tax. Residents across the Caribbean are preparing for the arrival of the strongest Atlantic storm in almost a decade. In Jamaica, supermarket shelves have been stripped bare of emergency supplies, while hardware stores have been selling plywood sheeting to board up homes. French police have fired tear gas and water cannon at demonstrators who'd gathered to protest about living standards at the migrant camp known as the Jungle near the northern port of Calais. The protesters want the UK to accept more migrants and the French authorities to drop plans to demolish the camp. BBC News.